Good morning. We are talking with Pete Morris, and we're kind of just to give an overview of what you're looking to talk about today. You know, clean energy is a very hot topic. And of course, if you've driven anywhere in Southwest Wisconsin, you've seen the ever-changing landscape as, you know, we try and move towards that cleaner energy. And I understand that, but you're kind of leading the efforts of a group of concerned citizens in regards to windmills, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Lori, for the opportunity to chat. Really, what we're talking about is industrial scale, 650-foot tall wind turbines that really aren't part of, you know, the natural beauty of Southwest Wisconsin. Fall's my favorite time of year. Love seeing the trees change, and just the thought of those bluffs and ridges being lined with wind turbines really is disturbing to me and a lot of other folks. And so we're having a meeting in Bloomington on Wednesday, October 23rd, 7 o'clock at St. Mary's Gym, and hope folks can join us and hear more about what's really going on behind the scenes that is not public information that we want to share.
And of course, if you've ever driven through Southwest Wisconsin, you have seen a number of windmills. They're not uncommon in Southwest Wisconsin, but the ones that you're talking about would be significantly taller than those, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. These would dwarf anything that you may see around Montfort. These are 650 feet tall, and they could legally be placed within 1,250 feet of your home if they get approved. So I don't begrudge anybody who thinks these are a good idea, but I do have an issue if it gets parked in the beautiful Southwest Wisconsin hills and valleys that we all love. And right, this is also really an economic piece, is that these wind energy companies are really highly incentivized by the government, so there's a lot of tax dollars being poured in there, a lot of tax credits. And if you don't want your money being spent that way, well, get the facts in Bloomington on the 23rd, and we'll tell you more about how this works.
All right. And so if people have questions about this, maybe they can't make it out on the 23rd, is there somewhere they can go to learn more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of places you can go. There's a website. It's no-uplands.com. That's got a lot of information about wind energy projects in Southwest Wisconsin. You can also go to no-uplands.com on Facebook. There's a Facebook group out there as well. So, but really, what it boils down to is, you know, back in the 1930s and 40s, I'm told the U.S. Department of Agriculture thought people should plant multiflora rows, a great green solution to erosion on hillsides and a natural fence, they were told. Well, now you can't get rid of it. Like, I try spraying it. Like, you can't kill that stuff.
You can't kill it. And it spreads like wildfire, worse than wildfire.
Yeah, and so really I kind of view these wind turbines as an invasive species. And guess what? We once again have the Department of Agriculture, Department of Energy promoting this as a green solution. And I certainly agree that, right, we need to get away from fossil fuels, but this is really the least efficient way to do it. And it's very costly. So that should concern everybody. And frankly, it's something that could change the landscape of our area for generations. So now is really the time to encourage your town, villages, you know, city leaders. The only local control that's available are health and safety ordinances by towns, villages, and cities. So the DNR is not going to stop this. The Public Service Commission in Madison, if everything is according to their regulations, they will approve these projects. So that's why we're having this meeting in Bloomington on the 23rd to talk a little bit more about, hey, if you're concerned about this, want more information, want to know what you can do, we're going to tell you what to do.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks for joining us today, Pete. It was great chatting with you.
All right, thanks, Lori, and hope to see everybody in Bloomington on the 23rd. If not, go to no-uplands.com for more information.